Rail transport currently enjoys a 40% plus share of the city's public transport market. It will rise above 50% when six of the rail lines envisaged in the new strategy are completed. The rail system's dominance will then be more firmly entrenched. Other modes of transport will be affected. Bus ridership has kept shrinking. KMB, which has the most bus passengers, has seen its ridership drop from 3.1 million a day in 2002 to 2.6 million a day now. Operators of minibuses, public light buses and green minibuses, have been complaining about bad business for a few years. The premium of a minibus license has declined around 30% from the 2011 high of $7.5 million, which shows investors are bearish about the industry. As taxis play the feeder role, it is possible for taxi operators to survive, but it is a fact that they now earn much less than they did. The overall picture of Hong Kong's public transport system today is one in which the rail system assumes dominance. Bus and minibus operators face dwindling business volumes, and taxi operators manage to remain afloat.